So we're holding basically, just want to go through the halacha l'maisa and Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel is a challenging Sif. We're back in Tzchus HaMaches, for those of you who don't know what that is, we forgot it already. Just want to go through halacha l'maisa and turn from there to the end of the Siman. So, Sif Yud Gimel talks about the issue of Esau, which was Nisbashel. We spoke about Pas, which is Nisbashel before. Now we're talking about the halachos of Esau, which is Nisbashel. So let's explain the sugya. There's a halacha that of chal, the Torah's mechayev of chal. So something which is made a thick dough and then baked is bread. There's no shalav that's chayev and chal. That's considered bread. That's the bread of the Torah. The Mishnah says clearly if something which is made as a batter originally, it means it's thin, it pours, it's a batter as opposed to a dough. And then this dough is baked and it gets a bread-like consistency. It's chayiv and chala once it's baked. So a person makes a very large amount of cake, it would be chayiv and chala. That's it. If a person takes something which originally is dough and now instead of baking it, he cooks it, thereby making it a different consistency than bread. Is that chayiv and chala? That's the machlokas over there in Hilchos Chala. So that's a machlokas. The machlokas in the Mishnah. The machlokas we show him how to pass. And that's a machlokas. What the halacha? One madriga beyond that is a case a person originally made it as a dough, with intention of baking it, and it became chayiv and chala, and then he changed his mind and decided to cook it. What happens over there? It's also machlokas. Okay. So. The next step of the shaila, which is the get to us, is do we take the lochas of chala and do we transfer to the lochas of hamoitzi and benching, possible b'kissin, etc. So that's the shaila which Sif Yud Gimel is dealing with. So the Mechaber says that in case a person made something which is lila ava, even if the case was he originally planned to bake it, if the maisi he cooked it afterwards, so then the day he cooked it, so it doesn't have a din of Torah lechem, it's not chayiv and hamoitzi, it's not chayiv and benching. So whatever halacha has got a hilchos chala, we pass hilchos chala that it's chayiv, that it's chayiv. And the mechaber says even in the case where you originally planned it to make it, filling it's chayiv b'chal, which means you made it originally with the plan to bake it, and then you change your mind and you decide you're going to boil it, but it became chayiv and chala. But it comes to moitzi is not totally in that. So that's the shita of the mechaber. Then he brings the yeshayimrim, which says that's not so. Yesh Cholkim and say that whenever it was a case of tchilas isa ova, even afterwards you cooked it in water and you made it into something which is thinner, etc. Still the lachas a moitzi, since when you made it originally, it was considered lachem. Now in that din there's machlokes. What's the case referring to? Referring to a case where it was a chayv and chala, which means he made it originally a dough and planned to bake it afterwards. Or even if he made it into dough originally and he plans to cook it afterwards. So we paskin, we're kosher, even if he plans to cook it afterwards. Since when he made it as a dough, it's considered lechem and it has a din of hamotzi. So the Ramos says, we're not gula hokal, the main is the mimeko, which is like the first sheet. That's considered, it's a mezarnas. Yerushimayim, you should be yotze deshneim, and you only eat a techa. Okay. Now the Ramah adds, this is all talking about Torah lechem. If it doesn't have Torah lechem, the issue is not the gay. So therefore, take noodles, pasta, all the things off the table. Those don't have a Torah lechem. They don't have a bread-like consistency. They don't look like bread in any way. Those are not an issue. So those, therefore, the brachas mazarnas. They're made of thick dough, and you cook them at the end. But they're brachas mazarnas, no matter how much you eat. Now, what the issue is, what you have over here is the cases which go into the machlokes between the machaber and the yesh cholkim, the shulchan aruch and the yesh cholkim. What halacha do they have? So the ramifications of this halacha are if you're kavei a suda. So if it's something which is not pasul b'kistin, it's not very, there's not a lot of other ingredients, etc. So then is it a moitzi or is it a mazar? Aleph. Base, even if it has a lot of other ingredients, it's a very sweet thing, etc. So at worst, it's pasul b'kistin. So yesh cholkim is bread, but it's pasul b'kistin. Right? Okay. But now, if you convey a suda, what do you do? Is it something which you're mechuyav to say on moitzi and bench or not? Okay. Third halacha is negeya. If you eat it as dessert, do you make a bracha on it when you eat it as a dessert? We said before, you make a bracha when you eat dessert at the end of the meal, even Passover kiss, and you make a bracha on it. The reason why we don't do that, because on the tzad that it's pas, we don't make a bracha on it. But on the tzad this is not pas, so if you eat it as a dessert type of item, for sure you make a bracha on it. Okay. Fourth nafkamina is the gabin of bishalakum or pasakum. So pasakum, there's a heter of pas palter. Right? Pas palter is something which is made by factories, etc. It's a heter. There's no heter of pas pal, of bishal palter. So bishalakum doesn't have the heter of it was made by a goy. It's also to eat it. Right. So if you tell me it's bishal, you tell me it's a mazonus. You tell me that no matter what it's always a mazonus because it's bishal. Okay, so it's bishal. Then there's no bishalakum on it. If you tell me that it's pas, you have a heter of pas palter. Okay, so what's an afkmin? An afkmin is donuts. Donuts are made, the donuts can be made in two ways. There's batter donuts. Batter donuts are cut out as a thin dough and you bake, and you boil them, so there's no shadow of what they're mazoinus. There's no shadow of their mazoinus, so even, now you have a new shiloh. Okay, so you eat them at the meal, you have to make a mazoinus on them. Because they're not, if you eat it as dessert, you have to make a mazoinus on it. Which, that's the halacha by mazoinus. That's fine. You also have a lach of bishalakum on them. So if you want to eat donuts from a place which you can't, there's no heter palter. So you ever want to say, well, they have a heksher. So they have a heksher, you know, you have to go to Krispy Kreme, etc. You have to, but the Jew went in there and turned on the fire. Otherwise, you have a bishalakum problem. So you want to tell me it's not Allah shulchan malachim. So this is the famous question, how you define Allah shulchan malachim, which maybe I think we spoke about once upon a time. It's a good conversation. How to define it? So I would argue I'm not a big book in Krispy Kremes. You know, my understanding of El Shulchan Aruch doesn't mean it's on the king's table. Doesn't mean it's a royal state dinner by the White House. It means a person would serve it at a kosher. Person would serve it at a Shabbat brachas. Person would serve it at a nice Shabbos meal. That's what El Shulchan Aruch means. It's made the point of El Shulchan Aruch is what the Yisrael Shalakim is. We don't have a situation where you're eating a goy's food. Even as kosher, we don't want you sitting down together with a goy. But they only answered in a situation with something which it would create some type of a nice setting. You create a kibbutz of office. You have a snack together with a guy that's not our issue. And you sit down, you have a meal, kosher, a meal together with him, it's an issue. So that chazal only answered Echad Timtzei. If you go invited to the king's table, that's what we're worried about. So the whole gzeira is not the gay. In case you're invited to the king, somebody started, that's what the issue is. The issue is a kosher meal. What's a chashuv meal? Person makes a nice meal. He makes a yontif meal. He makes a Shabbos meal. He makes a Shabbat brachas. Right now, when you serve Krispy Kremes by a Shabbat brachas, mastamanat. Right, so the chur is not a problem. My wife's donuts, you would. Right, that's a different story. Right, now that's if it's a batter. Now, what if it's made as a yeast type of a donut? Well, yeast type of donut starts out as a dough. So that's Mamash, the Machlokes over here of the Mechaber, the two sheetahs of the Mechaber. So the mission. So he says, Yerushalayim Yetzidei Shleim. Yerushalayim Yetzidei Shleim gets you. It's not easy. Why is it not easy? It's a case where it wasn't sweet, right? So it's shalom with the bread. So let's wash on bread, and you're covered. But a case where it's sweet and you eat it as a dessert. So what's the Yetzidei Shleim? According to the first sheetah, you make the same azarnas out of it because it's not bread. According to the second shita, it's hamoitz, or it's pasul b'kistin, which is nichol in the bracha. So, what's your yishmoy yichadish shleim in that situation? What are you supposed to do? So, my the minhag olam is we're in noig l'kula. So, we're noig l'kula. We should make a mezonos at the end of the meal. So, the person grapple with this issue: are you allowed to eat it at the end of the meal? Donuts at the end of teich, like so monoshach. Eat in teich asuda, so you have a shalom bracha rishona. Not even teichas suda, you have a shiloh of, if you eat a shir kaviyas, you have a major shiloh whether you're supposed to bench or not. The mishnah berurah is you're supposed to bench. If you eat a shir kaviyas and you're full, you should bench. Yeah.
If you have a situation where you eat teichas suda and then you eat another mezonos, that would be like a different dessert at the bottom of the mezonos?
So the other eitzah, so the one eitzah would be, so we get, but remember we said that when it comes to vada mezonos, the things which are vada mezonos, they're not pasul b'kis, they have to be pasul b'kis like all three shitas. So like a tart, a pie, something like that. So a person would eat that, so that one you can make a mezonos on that and cover it, and then you're covered. Either it's a moitzi or it's a mezonos. I do want to point out, now they're deep fried in oil. Deep fried in oil is the same thing as cooking in water. Not exactly. So that's clearly it's considered bishul. Lagabi Hillel's bishul, deep fried is considered bishul. So that's relevant, lagabi bishul akum. So, look at Hillel Shabbos, the marshal. So we're machmir on losa. You take a soup and it's a cliche. You can't put bread. You don't put bread. Something which is baked, you don't put in the cliche on Shabbos.
You don't count the ladle.
What?
You don't count the ladle.
I said you don't put in the cliche. You have to figure out what a cliche is. That's a new question. Right, what's the din of a ladle? What's the difference? I'm not getting involved right now. What about putting the mini croutons? Mini croutons are boiled. They're boiled in oil. They're very good for your cholesterol. Right, they're made in deep fried oil, so they're cooked. So it ain't bishul achar bishul. By salad, we're only in bishul achar bishul. So no problem. You can definitely can put the mini croutons into a soup on Shabbos and a cliche. It's not a problem with bishul because ain't bishul achar bishul on the salad. There's some larger croutons which are really they're really like bread, so they're baked. That's why I said specifically the mini croutons.
They take bread and they fry it, still breakfast,
not
even though it had
bishul. They take pieces of bread and they fry the pieces of bread.
What are we talking about?
Hevel Shabbos, not what we're talking about?
The
Hevel
Shabbos.
Okay. So the person will take bread and then deep fry it.
Yeah.
So it's Mevushal now. Right, so then we know what you're putting into. Okay, so. But over here, Lamaisi, when you fry it in oil, the Tazalon says, since you're frying the dough in oil, at worst it's possible to kiss it. The same way if you would saturate the original ingredient, one of the ingredients was oil, a large amount of oil in the dough to start with. So that makes it possible to kiss it, because it has a lot of oil in it. So boiling in an oil, I mean, you know, you take a dough and squeeze it, what comes out, right? Right? You boil it in oil, so it absorbs a lot of oil, so it's possible to kiss it at the best. But then, it's still falling into a sheet of the macabre, again, it could be a suda. From the first sheet, so it's mazarnas, no matter how, you could eat 15 donuts, you don't bench, according to the first sheet. From the second sheet, it's possible to kiss it. It's boiled, but it's possible to kiss it, so if you had a kriya suda, you'd have to bench. Mishavur comes out, gotta be benching, case of a person had today sevia with the chiyah birchas mosin as the rice, so he should bench himself against the chiyah to bench himself. So a large amount of donuts is not a very good idea to get involved. Okay, the mechaber moves on. The Ramah adds that he says that pastita, which was some type of a rap, I'm not sure how you translate pastita into English, but a crapple. It's considered tar lechem. Now, I'm not sure the crepel that they have. The crepel we have by us look very much, depends how you make your crepel, looks very much like a pasta dough. So there's good.
Here, call it kugel.
What?
Kugel.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's not a kugel that we're thinking.
I'm sorry, what?
It's not like kugel.
I don't know what it means.
You're not sure if it's like Russian kugel then?
No, it's not Russian kugel. It's some type of something they made, which was called pastita. Translating the kugel doesn't not very helpful because the kugels which we have do not have this halacha. They don't have their halacha. So now crepel is made by boiling, so it's the same problem. It's the same problem. That's how they make them. Now if you take crepel after, or you could take crepel and you can fry it afterwards. You know, fry crepel. So it doesn't make it any better, depending how you define frying. So frying itself might be the next case. So now Machaber says in Yudalad, if you make something first you boil and afterwards you bake it, it's considered pas. So that's your bagels. Bagels are boiled and then they're baked, and that's considered pas. Then he says if your person takes someone to Belosa Raka and you bake it, either in an oven, so it's considered it's a pas. If it has other ingredients, we pass over kisne. And if you bake it on a pan, on the fire, it's pan baked. It's also considered bread. If you put a little bit of liquid, a little oil in there, it shouldn't burn. That's also considered baked. Deep frying is boiled. In between, that's a machloikus. What status it has? Is that considered baked? Is that considered boiled? So theoretically, pancakes. So pancakes is a fascinating question. So it's possible kissing at worst, right? Because it has a lot of ingredients. So right? The shalos kviya suda. So if it's considered baked, you put more oil in just so it shouldn't burn. I don't know, pancakes, you guys make pancakes, right? You put a little more, not just, some people just put a little bit of oil, it shouldn't burn. It's more of like a baked thing. So that is bona fide possible. But kistin, you have to bench if you eat a shirk of yeast. If it's, you put a little more oil, you want to get a flavor of the oil in it, etc. So that's the mechus, the mug, and the rum, and the taz. What status does that have? So now if you eat a little bit, it's mazonis. That's not a shayla. But you eat sure, a suda, so according to the sheet that's considered mavushal, that's machlokas of sif yigimel. And right? So if you eat a shirt to be a suda and it's not kenei sviya, what do you do? If it's kenei sviya, you bench. Right? If it's not kenei sviya, but it's shirt to be a suda, so now you have a measure machlokas of what to do. So pancakes also are an issue. Now the Mechaber says in Tezvav, he says talks about something which is that which is really not so negative to us. We talk about Teresa. Teresa is very negative to us. If you pour something on the and you let it spread out very much, so that already does not have a din of lechem, and that has, even if you're kaveh suda, doesn't have a din of lechem, doesn't have a din of taras lechem, and therefore the pesachim is, let's say, a blintz has flour in it. But a blitz, the way it's made, it's like you let it spread out very much over the whole pan, and that's the way you make it. That would not have a din of a moitzin, no matter how much you eat. So another example of that is wafers. You have, like, you buy those little wafer, that very thin wafer-like consistency, which are the wafers, the chocolate wafers, those type of things that they get. You know, it's like almost a little layer of crispy type of stuff. That's considered that it's bizarre, no matter how much you eat. Wraps are a fascinating question, right? So what is it? So very thin wraps, which are very chewy, that type of thing, with the loch of the mezonos, and no matter how much you eat, you wouldn't have to bench. If they're thicker and they look more like a bread-like consistency, so then they're a moitzi, the chachila. But it's not an issue. There's never an issue of kviyasuda. Either they're the mezonos or a moitzi. What are they? Is that itself is a, you have to be mazber lemaisa. Waffles, I think, you know, if you have a waffle maker, that's already a thicker type of a consistency. That's more like a pancake. So that's better than, you know, when they say the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that thing of a waffle, because he's thinking about mamash, like, you know, that little thin layer you have on the what we call the wafers, more than what we call waffles. Our waffles are thicker, and that would be a mazonis. They're a possible pakistan.
Okay. Why would the wraps we have be any different than matzah we use today?
Matzah is a dough. It's not a batter.
Right. Wraps are batter.
The way wraps are made, they don't spread it out. It pours and it spreads. Right. So that's what Teresa is. It's a batter type as opposed to a dough.
Doesn't matter if they actually spread it or just let it spread.
Oh, it has to spread. If it stays thick, that's...
It has to on its own, or if they spread it out?
I don't think there's a difference. The point is that it's baked like that.
If you make a pancake that's very thin.
Make a very thin pancake, so it's like a blintz. Yeah. But normally, I mean, you know, usually they have some level of consistency to them. Okay, the last issue that over here in Yud Zion, so you mentioned over here, Mr. Burr brings this issue of... So what's pastita? So it has a filling of either meat or fish or cheese inside of it. So the Mechaber says it's a moitzi. So the Shabur brings over here this issue. That's the case. Even if you're not kaveh suit on that, it's possible a kistin. It was a filling. It was like more like a ravioli. So I'm not sure exactly what it was. Again, it had a bread-like consistency, as opposed to it wasn't a noodle-like consistency. It wasn't a pasta. It was a bread-like consistency. And it had a filling. So. So he says over here in the Chara that the Magen Avraham explains that those things were made to be not for kviyas suda. They weren't made to be meals, the pasul bakistan. They're made to be snacks. They're sweet. Over here, these things you fill it with meat, etc., like a chicken pot pie. It's a pasul bakistan. But the point is, it should be a meal. So the Mechaber is saying that the halacha is that you make a moitzi on it, even though it's pasul bakistan. It has the consistency of possible bakistan, but the since it's made to be a meal, it's made lisboya, so the bracha would be a moitzi. On this halacha, if you look at the Bir Halacha over here, at the end of the Siman, he brings that fine. The Taz says a different Hasbro over here. the Maisa, the Halacha, the Maisa, he says, Risa Harber Akronim, in the middle of these, when Risa Harber Akronim, Maskim on the Dinah, the Divri Atas, even though it's Mullah Basar Badogim, it's considered Mullah Bapairis, and you don't make a Maitzi and Birchaz Amaz unless you're Kaveya. It really depends, he says, that and that much he'll agree in a case a person would have like some type of a dessert, but even though it's meat, it's eaten as a dessert, as not a kviya suda, that the machaber, he holds the machaber would agree that then you don't make a mitzi in that situation. So that's pizza. So pizza is this issue. Pizza is it's a pasul kisim based on its filling. Its filling is cheese filling. So what you know, you'd say, well, if you're not kviya suda, you make a mezonos. If you're kviya suda, you make a mitzi. According to the reading of the machaber pasul, you should make a mitzi always on pizza. That's what the mission. The real law is coming out that the Taz argues in this, and he has also a local mitzvah like the Taz, that if you're not kaveh suda, you make a mezonos. If you're kaveh suda, you make a mitzvah. Okay, that is then the kusam b'ches. Everybody now should be in reish ches. Whoever didn't get the reish ches, you know, was not holding, maybe you just skipped and start reish ches. Okay, so this way, whoever will be. I know Ravon already finished reish ches, and he's already going to do the next thing. That's a new issue. But tomorrow, maybe just discuss a few points. What's discussed in Reish Ches to get a feel of what's coming up.